Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, rain showers, possible thunderstorms. Some of that rain will be heavy, lower 70s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms again, heavy rain in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, occasional showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in lower 60s. For Tuesday night, we'll continue with heavy rain, cloudy skies, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Right now, it's 54.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A lightning strike may be to blame for an oil tank battery fire in Russell County yesterday morning. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says about 7 oil tank batteries caught fire yesterday morning, and the fire was most likely caused by lightning. KTV reports officials say 2 fire agencies responded. There was no report of injuries. Kansas State will stop offering the Putnam Scholarship to students. The Putnam was a $9,000 per year scholarship, which a student could have for 4 years. Pat Bosco, Dean of Student Life, says the university is shifting its scholarships from totally merit-based to need plus merit-based. He says the change is meant to reallocate money to a broader group of students. And heavy rainfall this weekend across pretty much the entire state of Kansas has prompted many flood watches and advisories. Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
The Republican incumbent and his Democratic challenger for Kansas' 4th Congressional House District exchanged barbs and attacked the character of the other in their first debate of the general election. The Wichita Eagle, which sponsored the debate with television station KPTS, reports that Representative Ron Estes started Friday by pointing to a 2001 incident in which challenger James Thompson pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct for punching a bar patron while working as a bouncer. Thompson said the man hit him first. Thompson fired back, criticizing Estes for accepting donations from political action committees. Thompson said he doesn't accept PAC money. With final numbers coming in, the attendance at the Kansas State Fair this year increased thanks to sunny weather, popular concerts, and new activities. Preliminary tallies for the 2018 fair show 327,965 people attended this year's fair, an increase of 1.7%. Mid-America Network News.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a man died after his pickup truck struck a semi-trailer in northern Nebraska. That collision occurring around 5 o'clock Saturday morning on U.S. Highway 275 just west of Ewing in Holt County. The Nebraska State Patrol says the westbound pickup truck crossed the center line into the path of the semi. The pickup truck driver was identified as 23-year-old Emerson Schmaderer, who lived in O'Neill. The semi-driver identified as 65-year-old August Waterman, also of O'Neill. Residents of a small Nebraska county that owes $281.5 $1.1 million to six people wrongfully convicted of a 1985 rape and murder will seek a bailout from the state now that their appeals are nearly exhausted. Community leaders in Gage County plan to ask lawmakers and Governor Pete Ricketts for state funding or a loan to help pay the civil judgment owed to the Beatrice Six. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a bridge replacement in Blue Rapids Township on Tumbleweed Road, a mile east of US 77, in the amount of $255,000. Public Works Administrator advised the cost of replacing two other bridges, one on 13th Road in Elm Creek Township, another on the county line in Cottage Hill Township, would amount to $350,000. Commissioners approved putting an inch and a half overlay on 8 miles of 30th Road at a cost of $635,000. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the county airport with Airport Board Member Dean Lofgren. Concern had been expressed with lack of reports and budgets from the committee. Lofgren suggested Kevin Holch, an adjacent landowner, could be contacted to fill a position vacated by Kevin Mitchell, who no longer resides in Washington County. The possibility of adding a larger hangar at the airport was discussed. Approval was given for switching county employee health insurance to Kansas Blue Cross Blue Shield, with Washington County paying dental and vision, and employees funding 5% of a total health premiums. Individual contributions expected $28 for single policies, $90 for family coverage. The change will result in paying a $7,500 early termination fee for the final year of a 3-year contract with the current health insurance consultant. The matter had created confusion in comparing plans and concern from a number of county employees. A meeting of the Washington County Republican Central Committee is planned Thursday evening, October 11th, 7 p.m. at the FNB Meeting Room in Washington to consider and select a replacement candidate for the unexpired term of 3rd District Commissioner Gary Ouellette, who has submitted his resignation effective the end of October. He and his wife have purchased a winter home out of state. Precinct committee members will make a recommendation to the governor for approval. Interested individuals must be registered as Republican and reside in the 3rd District, which comprises the western portion of Washington County, and should attend the selection meeting Thursday. Ouellette's term runs through January 2021. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed potential road use agreements with regard to construction of a wind farm, as well as payment in lieu of taxes. It was suggested that a citizen group participate in formulation of a pilot agreement. The county sheriff advised Douglas County is interested in housing some inmates at the Nemahal County Jail. He's negotiating an agreement. The county attorney advised a county tax sale has been scheduled November 15th at 10 a.m. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com at our Facebook page. An injury accident was reported Tuesday morning in Marshall County near Valitz. Maurice Bergman, age 57 of Vermillion, struck a semi driven by Don Leach, age 70 of Hiawatha, at the intersection. Leach reportedly failed to stop the junction of Highways 9 and 87 shortly before 11 a.m. Bergman was transported to CMH in Marysville. Leach was not injured. Authorities responded to Southern Public School at Wymore Wednesday after an unidentified student wrote a threatening statement on a bathroom wall. District officials reacted immediately and are working with law enforcement to investigate the matter. As a precaution, officers remained at the school Thursday, and parents were given an option of keeping students home as an excused absence. Marianne R. Schultz, age 61 of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the North Lawn Cemetery at Fort Dodge, Iowa. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marianne Schultz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef stroganoff, a wheat roll, Capri blend, and pears. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scallop potato, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, apricots, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville JV tennis team in the league tournament at Abilene this afternoon. Freshman volleyball team at Falls City. Junior high volleyball at Wamego. Junior varsity football at Wamego. High school volleyball and a triangular at Chapman. Oop, double check. That was last Monday. No school today. Professional development day for Marysville schools. We do have JV football hosts Royal Valley tonight. KNDY News time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, definitely going to be a wet week as we have a low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest, but it will become stationary, bringing prolonged periods of rain showers and thunderstorms all the way through the middle of the week. Otherwise, temperature wise, not too bad. Once that cold front moves through, we're definitely going to see cooler temperatures by Wednesday. Also, with this low pressure system moving through slowly and becoming stationary, we're going to see heavy rain over the next several days as well. So look at the forecast in our area for today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with showers and thunderstorms again. Some of that rain will be heavy in the lower 60s. For Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. And Wednesday, partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Well over another hint of rain overnight brings our total since it began Friday to about 4.5 inches here at studios in Marysville, with more on the way. Average high temperature mid-October 72, record high on this date 97 in 1939. The average low 48, record low is 23 in 1952. Sunset this evening 6:55, sunrise in the morning at 7:26. Again, just over an inch of rain overnight, with a total since Friday of 4.5 inches at the studios here in Marysville. Light showers continue under a cloudy overcast. It's 55 degrees. Scattered shower activity across most of northeast Kansas. Heavier thunderstorms firing through the central, north-central parts of the state are going to be socked in with additional precipitation next day or two, adding to already significant amounts of rainfall on rain-saturated areas. Rivers and creeks, streams and rivers on the rise. We'll keep an eye on the flash flooding situation. At this point, they're saying most of the crests expected Tuesday night to Wednesday based on the weekend rains, but additional precipitation not out of the question today and tomorrow. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A good night in Atlanta. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Atlanta Braves staved off elimination. Swinging a high fly ball, deep to left field, way, way back. It's gone! The call on WCNN, Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna's second inning grand slam lifts the Braves past the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of the National League Division Series, 6-5, to force a Game 4. Time to break out the brooms in Milwaukee.
Fly ball, shallow right. This should do it. It is going to be caught by Lorenzo Cain.
The call on WTMJ, the Brewers completing a three-game sweep of the Colorado Rockies, 6-0. For Brewers manager Craig Counsell, this win takes on a significant meeting.
To take part in that as a Milwaukee kid and have some responsibility of what's going on here, it's really meaningful.
This will be Milwaukee's first championship series appearance since 2011. This is ABC Sports. A wild finish in Houston.
Snap is down. The kick is up. It's got the leg. And it's good! And the Texans beat Dallas!
The call on Sports Radio 610. The Houston Texans behind Kymie Fairbairn's game-winning field goal lasso the Dallas Cowboys in overtime 19-16. It wasn't pretty, but the Cleveland Browns got by.
Snap is back. Ball down. The kick on the way. Line drive. The kick is good! With 2 seconds left in overtime, the Browns have won it!
The call call on 92.3, The Fan. After missing an earlier attempt, Browns kicker Greg Joseph's game-winning field goal helped Cleveland edge the Baltimore Ravens in overtime 12-9. It's the Browns' first win on a Sunday in almost 3 years. In other late-game finishes, behind three Todd Gurley touchdowns, the Los Angeles Rams remain unbeaten with their 33-31 win over the Seattle Seahawks, and the Los Angeles Chargers defeated the Oakland Raiders 26-10. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Big Four Farm Bill leaders met yesterday in an effort to advance negotiations of the conference committee. Senators Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow, along with Representatives Mike Conaway and Colin Peterson, met in Washington to advance the Farm Bill talks, even though the House is on recess until after the midterm elections. It's the first face-to-face meeting of the leaders since some political finger-pointing regarding a delay. The 2014 Farm Bill expired at the end of September with no new Farm Bill in place. Regardless, there's much work to be done. As Conaway has consistently said, there is no firm agreement in place on a single title of the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is expected to be completed and up for a vote sometime following the November midterms as part of a now busy lame duck session. China wants to end the trade war with the U.S., that according to its ambassador to the United States. In an interview with National Public Radio, China's ambassador to the U.S. says his country is ready to make a deal if they could find a trustworthy partner in Washington. The ambassador accused the United States of consistently moving positions and passing up opportunities for agreement. Well, the U.S. is engaged in a trade war with China, and the goal appears to be to suppress trade between China and other trading partners, along with implications between the U.S.-China trade. The ambassador said China ready to make some compromise, even willing to take steps to reduce the U.S. trade deficit with China. The Trump administration maintains that China not as accommodating as it is trying to imply. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. U.S. officials are pushing to expand overseas markets for United States farm goods as the Trump administration steps up pressure on China to trade fairly. Vice President Mike Pence ramped up threats of new tariffs against Chinese goods just as the U.S. scored key trade wins, a Canada-Mexico deal, one with South Korea, and now trade talks with Japan and the European Union. But ag losses in China for soybeans, pork, and other U.S. commodities are huge. USDA and U.S. trade officials are scrambling for other opportunities. Taiwan plans to buy more than $1.5 billion of U.S. soybeans, as China, previously the biggest United States soybean buyer, has stopped buying as much as $14 billion worth a year. Taiwan last year was the sixth largest buyer of U.S. soybeans and has now signed a new letter of intent to buy as much as 3.9 million metric tons over the next 2 years. Taiwan expert Garrett van der Wies.
They are focusing on the Midwest. They feel that they can help make a bit of a difference in these hard times where, of course, there is major trade friction between China and the United States. And China has therefore reduced the intake of soybeans and other products.
United States Trade Ambassador Greg Dowd says,
since the confirmation of my fellow deputies and myself, we are undergoing thorough analysis of future FTA partners. We are looking into the benefits of potential partners in Southeast Asia and Africa.
And USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney.
All told, when the year is complete, we will have doubled the number of formal ag trade missions from years past.
In the meantime, McKinney says U.S. pork has re-entered Argentina and South Korea has lifted its ban on U.S. poultry. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com. For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture, of course. We can't barbecue our way out of the feral swine problem. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
There was an article written by the USDA titled, "We Can't Barbecue Our Way Out: Why Feral Swine Management Requires a National Approach." Dr. Dale Nolte is the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program Coordinator, and he says hunting and eating wild boar, wild pig, is not an effective way to control the population. Have you eaten it?
I've eaten it in the past.
And?
It tastes like pork. But the big difference is, you know, in the U.S., domestic pork production is grown under very safe conditions. There's a lot of diseases like swine brucellosis, pseudo rabies, that have been eliminated from the pork production. We're well aware that in feral swine, a number of these diseases exist. So there is a risk to eating them. I have quit as I learned more about it. And we definitely recommend that anybody does is very careful in their preparation of the product and cooks it thoroughly, because there are diseases, there are parasites in feral swine that you would not find in domestic pork.
Yum, huh? While this is a huge problem, between 4 and 9 million of these animals are roaming the country, there have been some successes, including in the Midwest, where states of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin no longer have feral swine.
You know, most of those states did not have many animals to start with. You know, preventing what I call future problems. Had we ignored this for another decade, problems in some of those states could have evolved to have been huge. We've also made great efforts down in some of the southern states so that the crop damage is not near as high. I've talked to farmers that said they quit growing corn because of feral swine in the area, and they have now started doing that again. So we're making great progress, but we have a long ways to go before this issue will be resolved.
Dr. Nolte says it is a human-caused problem, and humans can help solve the problem, too.
You know, we would appreciate if people see feral swine in areas where they're not common, that they do notify their state agencies. One of the most difficult things to do is to identify where somebody may have released them.
Dale Nolte of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. Back after this.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant Elite Channel Seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel Seedsman. You see, your seedsman works with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and Elite Seed products, call your Channel Seedsman. Ask about how you can save big with the book-and-go discount by simply booking your order by October 31st.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Light rain continues, a cloudy overcast and 55 degrees. Middle 60s on tap today. Tomorrow, as rain and rain showers continue, we could receive additional significant precipitation on top of significant precip totals over the weekend. Inch rain perhaps overnight, about 4.5 inches in our rain gauge here since it all began on Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Monday. Connor Martin kicked a 29-yard field goal with 8 seconds left to give Baylor a 37-34 victory over Kansas State on Saturday. Alex Barnes ran 22 times for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns for K-State. The Wildcats will be home next Saturday for the only time in a 4-game stretch against number 25, Oklahoma State. One messy game didn't diminish West Virginia coach Dana Holgerson's confidence in Heisman Trophy hopeful Will Grier. Grier's 4 turnovers overshadowed a 4-touchdown performance in number 9 West Virginia's 38-22 victory over KU on Saturday. West Virginia has won its first 5 games for the second time in 3 seasons. The Jayhawks will have a weekend without a game before playing Texas Tech on October 20th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Starseed offers excellent wheat seed treatment options. Our fungicides and insecticide packages help provide top-level performance in your crop. Starseed wheat treatments are proven in controlling numerous seed and soil-borne diseases while guarding against insect damage. Our family of products offers diversified solutions to tackle all those unwanted problems. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Turns out the Kansas City Chiefs can play a little defense, too. The Chiefs' beleaguered bunch forced Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles into 5 turnovers, including a pick 6 by defensive tackle Chris Jones, and Kansas City merely had to supplement with the NFL's highest-scoring offense in a 30-14 romp over the Jaguars yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 313 yards and ran for a touchdown, though he also threw his first 2 picks of the season, and Kareem Hunt added 87 yards and a touchdown on the ground as the Chiefs, now 5-0, marched all over the league's top-ranked defense at Soggy Arrowhead Stadium. Coming up next weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs will head to New England for a Sunday night showdown. And number 11, Oklahoma is parting ways with defensive coordinator Mike Stoops after the Sooners struggled to stop Texas in their first loss of the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Manhattan for homecoming weekend, October 12th and 13th. The fun begins Friday night in Bramlage Coliseum for Madness in Manhattan. This free event features both basketball teams and is your first chance to see the Wildcats since the Elite Eight run. Then on Saturday, watch K-State football take on Oklahoma State. Tickets start at less than $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
High school football action Friday. Marysville took Royal Valley 61-20. Sabetha shut out Holton 31-0, and Wamego took Hiawatha 39-6. Smoky Valley downed Chapman, their first loss of the season. Concordia took Goodland. Halstead beat Clay Center, and Coffeyville downed Abilene. Hanover victorious over Axtell. Wildcats remain undefeated, 50-42 the final. Frankfort took St. John's Tipton 60-14. Valley Heights over Waubunsee 52-8. Washington County fell to Victoria 52-6. Centralia over Northern Heights 59-7. Lynn defeated Tescott 48-6. Diller O'Dell fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 40-14. Southern over Elmwood Murdoch 40-12.
It was number 1 versus number 5 in 8-man Division 2 as Axtell hosted Hanover. It was the top-ranked Wildcats emerging with a 50-42 victory over the Axtell Eagles. Hanover led 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. Axtell outscored the Wildcats in the second quarter 20-14 and trailed Hanover by just 2 at the half, 28-26. Both teams grinded it out in the third quarter, scoring 8 points each. Axtell led 34-28 at one point in the third, but Hanover scored and led at the end of 3, 36-34. Hanover outscored Axtell 14-8 in the fourth to hold on to a 50-42 victory. Axtell was down 16 points late in the fourth and cut the lead in half, but was unable to retrieve the onside kick. Hanover held on to win 50-42. Hanover improves to 6-0, and Axtell falls to 5-1. 1.
Marysville Bulldogs jumped to a 61-0 lead, winning at Royal Valley 61-20 in district football action Friday. Marysville's Brandon Schradel, 9 for 10, 184 yards, and at least four touchdown passes in the first half. Found Jacob Backus, Aiden Brunniger on the first two strikes, Backus again, and Backus scored before the first quarter intermission as Marysville went up 29-0. Derek Raver, running back, scored three touchdowns in the second quarter. Stradle found Owen Neatfelt on a touchdown pass. Reserve quarterback Storm Slupiana got Marysville's final score shortly before halftime. The only score for Royal Valley with under 2 seconds left before intermission, it was 61-6. Rolling clock in the second half, Royal Valley got a junior and a senior running back that were out first three quarters, and they got some points late in the game. Two touchdowns added to final Marysville 61, Royal Valley 20. Bulldogs go 4-2, and Royal Valley falls to 1-5. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Our Milky Way sister galaxy is a highlight of the October sky. We will tell you how to locate our galactic neighbor on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 8th, the 281st day of the year. In 1956, Yankee pitcher Don Larsen hurled the only perfect game in World Series history. A new moon today means good dark sky conditions for stargazers. And with the visible planets rapidly losing their luster, it's a good time to gaze upon one of October's highlights, the Andromeda Galaxy. To find it, locate Cassiopeia, the M or W-shaped cluster of stars in the dome of the sky. The deepest notch in that grouping will point to Andromeda in the northeast. With decent binoculars, you can make out the disk shape of our sister galaxy, a mere 2.5 million light years away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about astronomy, visit almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, rain showers, possible thunderstorms. Some of that rain will be heavy, lower 70s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. Again, heavy rain in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, occasional showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in lower 60s. For Tuesday night, we'll continue with heavy rain, cloudy skies, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Right now, it's 54.